For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Bradley Fuller. As director of the Spoleto Festival Chamber Music Series and a violinist in the St. Lawrence String Quartet, Jeff Nuttall has something of a balancing act before him, hosting the 33 performances that make up the series and playing in many of them as well. Recently, I asked Jeff how he keeps up motivation with such a demanding schedule.
Well, motivation is not the problem. Functioning is the problem. I find, you know, I always got nervous, and I get nervous speaking in different ways from playing, but the hardest thing is really to go from speaking in a way which is meaningful and passionate to sitting down and playing something, especially if it's challenging or difficult. So some of my worst performances ever have been after what I thought was a pretty good intro, and then you realize you're still shaking and you have to go play your violin. So it's the back and forth which sometimes is challenging.
Do you find it difficult to kind of straddle this divide between someone in the audience who knows everything about the works on the program and maybe someone who is just encountering this kind of music for the first time?
Well, I think it's important, both as players and listeners, as a player, you want to be an amateur. You want to have the enthusiasm for someone who's a total neophyte who's just discovering this for the first time. And you want to be a consummate professional, someone who's practices for hours and hours and knows it intimately. And you want to have those meet in the middle. And I think it's the same for audience. When you come to listen, knowledge really helps, but you also want to be listening with open ears and a fresh mind and just really trying to discover these events, these musical events, as something that's happening before you for the same time. So when I speak and when I play, I'm thinking of all these both. And you need to speak to an audience in a way which is not patronizing, but also not talking about the inverted inversion of the second theme of the exposition of the first movement that only 4% would actually understand what you're saying. And I think the really knowledgeable music lovers hopefully have the patience to say, you know, I'd rather he just shut up and I heard the piece. But if you do it well, if you do it in a way which is not patronizing, but not overly complicated, I think you can speak to both parts of the crowd.
I also asked Jeff about the role of eclecticism in the series and how he goes about putting a program together, selecting pieces and performers.
Well, let's start with the general concept. I think old music speaks and benefits from being pushed up against new music and vice versa. I've never been one for theme programs. I think that makes the composer look worse than he or she actually is. So a whole concert of new music can be interesting but ultimately somewhat painful. A whole concert of Mendelssohn, as great as he is, can be less interesting than Mendelssohn plus Galahoff plus Telemann plus whatever. So I've always been and started from the simple rule, especially at Dock Street Theater, but even during our quartet concerts we play during the year, that old speaks to new. And I really, you know, you learned that, I did at least, from the old Juilliard string quartet, Bobby Mann, what they did working with new composers and how it affected how they approached old composers and vice versa. So it's always been a simple and easy hallmark to follow. And it works even better on a series like Chamber Music at Dock Street because we're dealing with short programs, informal, blather back and forth, talking from the stage, and that kind of eclecticism really benefits. I love putting these seemingly unrelated musical things together and having them speak powerfully to each other.
Highlights from a conversation I had with Jeff Nuttall, violinist in the St. Lawrence String Quartet and director of the Bank of America Chamber Music Series at Spoleto Festival USA. The series performances are held at the Dock Street Theater in Charleston and run for the length of the festival. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Bradley Fuller.